I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia has its first ever female state treasurer. Yesterday, Governor Brian Kemp tapped Lynn Riley to fill the position. Riley has served in the General Assembly representing Johns Creek and Fulton County. She's been state revenue commissioner since 2015. With Riley vacating the state revenue commissioner role, Governor Kemp is appointing Henry County Tax Commissioner David Curry to that office. Governor Kemp is scheduled to give the commencement address at Valdosta State University next weekend, and some students aren't happy about it. Students tell WCTV they don't think a political figure should speak at the event. The concerned students say Kemp doesn't uphold their views and no one should be uncomfortable at graduation. School administrators say they plan to invite the governor to speak at commencement, regardless of who won last November's election. And Georgia's Prosecuting Attorney's Council announced this week it will review records of potential child abuse in the Catholic Church. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
The third-party investigation led by the state's district attorneys stems from a meeting with Attorney General Chris Carr earlier this year. The review will include all files and documents from the Archdiocese of Atlanta and the Diocese of Savannah. AG Chris Carr said, quote, "Those who abuse children or who cover up such acts must finally be held accountable." Atlanta's Archbishop said he and Savannah's Bishop will fully cooperate with the review. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The former mayor of Atlanta is returning to his alma mater to address the graduating class of 2019. Yesterday, Howard University President Wayne Frederick announced that Kasim Reed will speak at the school's graduation on May 11th. The school will award Reed the Presidential Medal of Achievement. Reed, who's a graduate of Howard, served two terms as mayor of Atlanta between 2010 and 2018. The Fulton County School District has picked a new superintendent. According to the AJC, the school board has voted to hire Mike Looney, the current superintendent of Williamson County Schools in Franklin, Tennessee. The district has offered Looney a base salary of $329,000, which is $100,000 more than the previous superintendent earned. Looney is expected to start in mid-June, but will work as a consultant for the district at a rate of $1,400 a day until then. And in sports, the University of Georgia plans to name the field at Sanford Stadium after Hall of Fame coach Vince Dooley. The dedication will take place at Georgia's 2019 opening game on September 7th. The university's Board of Regents must sign off on the plan. Dooley coached the Dogs for 25 years until 1988. The 86-year-old Dooley was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1994. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.